You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Wolf Alice with their track Smile. It's from their brand new album Blue Weekend, which just came out on Friday. That is their their third record, follow-up to 2017's Visions of a Life, which was extremely well celebrated by critics and fans alike. And you may have seen Wolf Alice when they came to Aotearoa in 2018 and played at Laneway, which was incredible. And then the following year when they returned and did an incredibly high energy, fantastic sold out performance at the Power Station. And they are really well known for being an extremely electric live band. So it's been a strange year for them to not be able to really do any touring. I think it's been 2 years that they have been unable to play a show, really. So I had a chat with Ellie Rousel, who is the vocalist and front woman from the band, about the new record. And I started by asking her, following up from Visions of a Life, which was such a successful record, did she feel the pressure of a new album?
I don't know if I would have felt the pressure regardless of any success, just because you just want to make something that is, you know, a progression from what anything you've made before, and I guess that just gets harder and harder as you go on.
It's a very interesting album in the sense that it's sonically it's quite different from the last records, but there's definitely a through line. You can see some ideas that maybe you'd sort of just started to work on in the last couple of records come through really strongly in this. One thing that I was really struck by the first time I listened to the record is that your vocal is very much the centerpiece, and it sounds incredible. It's quite choral sometimes. In previous records, you've gone quite into a classic rock voice. What prompted you to move into this kind of space with your voice on this record?
I think because a lot of the songs are quite simple, you know, songs and songs. We have two chords in them and stuff, and meant it was really relying on kind of capturing emotion and good performance. I do kind of casual singing, and even if you can, it's kind of like if you're a really amazing guitarist, you don't want to always be shredding across every track. Like when you're singing, you don't always want to be really technical. I guess I just tried to experiment a little bit more.
Are you one of those musicians who, once you've kind of created a record or something, you feel like it belongs to the listeners more than it belongs to you, or do you have a different relationship to it?
Yeah, of course, it definitely does. You know, just as much as you don't know when you start writing something what you'll get out of the writing process, you don't know what someone will get out of the listening process, you know. If I like something and if I get something out of something, then why would I stop myself doing it because someone else might get something out of mine, if you know what I mean.
I was thinking about vulnerability when I was listening to this, because your lyrics kind of tread this line between being personal or being potentially able to be interpreted as personal, and also having this kind of like wonderful broadness that's almost like a bit of a zeitgeist for a time or a place or something. How do you, I guess, balance the tension between being honest in your songwriting and also, you know, not giving too much of yourself away?
I don't know. I guess you just, in the same way that if you, like, you know, you have a private joke with one of your friends and then you have to explain it to someone who's not in on it, you kind of then adapt it, you know, just a little bit of an experience and then pull multiple experiences and make them into one, you know?
Mm.
So it makes them more understandable.
You guys have made a real reputation as a live band, like a fantastic band to see live. I remember your Laneway performance here in New Zealand and your performance at the Power Station, and we were actually just chatting about them in the office today. They were just such incredible gigs, and of course, you know, big festival circuits around Europe and the States as well. It must be a really weird time to be, you know, not seeing any music happen or performing it yourself. How have you found the pandemic, I guess, for yourself as a performer?
I guess we just adapt to whatever's kind of thrown at us. And it wasn't until, I think, the last lockdown for us, there was a few like social distance gigs, and I went to one and I was like, oh my God, okay, yeah. I didn't realise that I missed it. I mean,
yeah.
On one hand, I was quite grateful to have the time off, you know.
Yeah.
But when I was watching that show, I was like, okay, yeah, this is. I didn't realise that I was just feeling. I just kind of lowered the bars of like how I can feel. And I was like, oh, okay, this is. I can feel like this, and now I really miss it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I feel like everybody's had a shade of that experience. It must be, I guess, amplified even more for you as a, you know, performing musician as well. I'm really keen to hear about the Glastonbury performance that was recorded, because that seemed like a really wholesome and like lovely celebration of music despite all the, you know, weirdness and sort of crap of the last year. How was recording that Glastonbury set for you?
Yeah, this set was really nice. It was not comparable to playing there to an audience, you know, like it was a totally different experience.
Mm.
But I really enjoyed being there, and when I watched it back, I felt like it was, you know, even more honoured to be part of it, because I thought it was really cool how they did it, like made it a kind of virtual experience rather than just like simply recording a few sets, you know. It was like, it felt quite immersive, and the lineup was so good. I thought that, yeah, I was really happy to be a part of it, and it was nice to play. You know, we played in the round, and I've never done that before. I really liked that. Playing facing each other was like just kind of really intimate and nice.
When Blue Weekend comes out, I guess being able to play it to audiences will be a big goal, but what are you looking forward to about releasing this record?
I'm looking forward to seeing what people think of it, I think, if it's good. And looking forward to people seeing all the visuals we've made.
Mm, those videos that you've been releasing, they're awesome. They're kind of true Wolf Alice, really fun, really colourful, very like poignant. They seem like quite a nice stopgap for not having necessarily that live performance space. How did you sort of find the process of recording those music videos for this record?
It's really fun experience actually, because you were allowed to do film, you were allowed to like be on film sets or whatever for during lockdown. It was like a real welcomed experience because we were bored, I guess, and everyone who was working on it was so nice, and I think everyone was like quite appreciative to be doing something and working and doing something creative. And we worked with the same people throughout all the videos, and it's just like a little really good team. And normally with music videos you just have to quickly, you know, bash one out before you go back on tour, and so it's nice to not rush like that.
But does a light shine on you? Does a person here, and the last man on the earth. But does a light shine on you? Who are you to ask for anything else? The thing you should be asking for
This is Wolf Alice with the gorgeous track The Last Man on Earth. That is from their brand new album Blue Weekend, which is out now via Dirty Hit. It just came out on Friday. Thank you again to Ali Rousell for speaking to me all the way from London. And if you missed any of that and you want to listen back to it, we will stick it up in the B-casts. And for big Wolf Alice fans, there's a lot of stuff that they're doing to kind of, I guess, fill the space that would normally be filled by touring as a band that is extremely well known for being high High Energy Live Performance Band. They have made a short film about Blue Weekend with director Jordan Hemingway, which I think will make its way onto the internet soon. They've been doing some small screenings around London now that people can actually get out and do some small gatherings in places like theatres. So that's pretty special if you were lucky enough to go to that or know someone who was living in London and went to that. I'm sure that was a lovely time. And they are also, according to someone on the text machine, releasing a very special 7-inch with that for Record Store Day this Saturday. So cheers to that texter, who I presume probably works in one of our many local and wonderful record stores around Tamaki Makaurau. And yeah, thank you again to Ali. It's always really nice to catch up with her, and hopefully we will see them in New Zealand in the not too distant future performing that album in full. I'm a big fan of it. It's a bit of a cliche to say that your third record's, you know, a bit more mature and a little bit more sedate, but it is like a lovely, thoughtful record, and it leans way more on ballads and shoegaze than some of their last albums, and I think it is a really, really strong record for that. So go and check it out. Blue Weekend by Wolf Alice.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.